السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is my second lecture in a series entitled Divinity of Jesus Christ. As I mentioned in my introduction to this course will explore this point of contention specifically between Muslims and Christians about the divinity of Jesus Christ. I've already given a lecture on the basic concept of God among Muslims and Christians, the basic idea about God, the basic belief about God, and how they are different, right? The Muslim concept is that of one God in every sense, and the Christian concept is three in one, three persons in one Godhead. And I've already explored that in my first lecture series entitled Tawheed and Trinity. So in my introduction to this specific lecture series, I already mentioned how this course will proceed. So let's get into it right away. The first argument, today's course, I will talk about two arguments. The first argument, or I should say that these two arguments are interconnected, or are sort of two aspects of the same argument. The argument is that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, never himself claimed to be God or the literal unique Son of God, in the sense that there is no other Son of God who is like him, that as if he is the only Son of God. This is an assertion. Obviously, Christians would definitely disagree with this analysis. But when we are dialoguing with Christians as Muslims, I think it is a strong argument that can be made here. This is a very strong argument that Jesus Christ himself never categorically claims to be God. He has never, in so many words, said that he is God. Because the bottom line is that Christians believe Jesus Christ to be God. When they say that there are three persons in the Godhead, they're essentially saying that Jesus Christ is God, and so is the Holy Spirit, and so is God the Father. They are all God. They're all what constitutes God. And at the same time, they have some distinction, quote-unquote, in between themselves, because God the Son is not God the Father, and God the Father is not God the Holy Spirit. So our argument is that in order for us to believe that Jesus Christ is God, or even God the Son, he has to say it in so many words. As discussed in my first lecture series, even the words God the Son are not found in the Gospels. They're not used by Jesus Christ anywhere. He doesn't use the words God the Son, right? He calls himself the Son of God, which is something very common in the Bible. Many other people have been called sons of God. But coming back to the argument for this lecture, that the one argument or two arguments or two parts of the same argument is that Jesus Christ never claimed to be the literal one and only unique Son of God at the expense of anyone else who claims to be God or Son of God or anything like that. He has not done that. This is in order for us Muslims to accept him as divine. He has to actually say it in so many words. Now, what is interesting is that, on the contrary, Jesus Christ seems to be negating such an idea. Right, he seems to be negating such an idea. So let me put it out there. So the first argument, or the first part of this argument, is that Jesus Christ never made this argument, never made this statement that he is the one and only unique a literal son of God. He has never done that. He used the same idiom that is commonly found in the rest of the Gospels and in the Bible. Wherever he is quoted, for sure, whatever we know are the words of Jesus in the Gospels, for sure, he has not done that. If other people are writing about Jesus, they might use certain terminology, which might be whatever they say, anonymously. Most of these authors are anonymous anyways. But focusing back on this argument, the argument is that Jesus Christ himself does not say it in so many words. And that's the argument. Of course, that's a sort of an assertion on our part, but from our end, when reading the Bible, when looking at the words of Jesus, if we put all the words of Jesus, the known words of Jesus together, we will not find a claim to divinity in any of those sayings of Jesus, quotations of Jesus. Now, the second part of this argument, the second aspect of this argument, or this could be almost treated like a second argument, is that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, always said that there is only one God. He never said that there is a Trinity, or there is three persons in the Godhead, or that he is God the Son. He never said any of these things. On the contrary, he always talked about the one God, just like the Jews had always done so for hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus. So he basically reaffirmed those teachings and never changed, so to speak, or as Christians would like to say or believe, that Jesus Christ manifested God to us in a new way. And that also did not happen, because Jesus Christ kept on reaffirming the teachings of the Jews. And so this is the second part of this argument, that Jesus Christ himself not only reaffirmed the oneness of God as understood by the Jews, but also negated or refuted or rebutted when he was confronted with these statements. So at one point, in fact, more than one occasion, but one point was very important, is that he's confronted by the Jews, and the Jews ask him this question. The reference for this is in John chapter 10. We can read from 25 onwards just to get the context. In verse 25, we read, "Jesus answered, 'I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand.'" And then Jesus said something that sounded controversial. He said, "The Father and I are one." Now the Jews who were always looking for some excuse to attack Jesus, to accuse him of different things. At this statement, they found their excuse. So they took up the stones to stone him, and Jesus is surprised by this. He says, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me?" The Jews responded, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God." Now, this is important, because this is that one occasion we find in the Gospels, one occasion where Jesus is confronted and put on the spot and asked openly and clearly that you, being a human being, are making yourself God. How can this be? This is blasphemy, right? Now, Christians would have us believe that Jesus is claiming to be God, and he is God, and the Jews got it right. But if the Jews got it right, Jesus should have said, "Yes, I do not do blasphemy, because I am God. I am God's literal son. And you are wrong in saying that I'm blaspheming, because if I was blaspheming, that would make me a human who is blaspheming to be God. But no, you're wrong. I am not blaspheming. Instead, I am, in fact, the Son of God, the literal Son of God, the glorious God, and one with God, and a part of Him, and part of the Godhead, or however he should have explained that. You know, this is the prime occasion. Not just explain that, he should have demonstrated, given some sign or miracle which would have proven that. But on the contrary, he doesn't do all of this. He says, "Is it not written in your law, quote, I said you are gods," end quote. So Jesus goes on, he says, "If those to whom the word of God came were called gods and the scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said I am God's son? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand the Father is in me and I am in the Father." End of quote. This is where his conversation ends. Then they try to arrest him again, but he escapes. So Jesus is saying that I am not claiming what you're saying that I'm claiming. I am just using the same idiom that is found in your own books. This is not something that is new and different. This is something that is found in your idiom. He's referring to when he says, "Is it not written in your law? I said you are gods." He's referring to other scripture. And we can look into that. Apparently, this is from Psalms. I don't have the full reference for that at the moment. But he's referring to other scripture that the Jews had where they are called gods, right? And there are other places where the Jews are called sons of God, where the Israelites are called the sons of God. And there's scripture where other prophets of God are also called sons of God, or even God. Even Moses has been equated with God in Exodus. And so Jesus is saying that this is something part of your idiom. So what is wrong with if I say that? Because I have a right to say it, because whatever I am doing is exactly what God wants me to do, and I am in that sense one with the Father. The Father is in me, I am in the Father, in the sense that I do the works of the Father. So he is very clearly saying that he is not claiming what they're accusing him to be claiming. So this is a very clear negation by Jesus. This is a rebuttal by Jesus of all accusations that he is trying to claim God. And this is a conversation that Christians and Muslims should be having. That these what is the real purport of these passages, and what is going on here? Quickly, in the end of this lecture, I want to mention couple of other important references which support this point. And one reference is Mark chapter 12 verses 28 to 30, where Jesus was asked about God, and it was a perfect time for him to clarify his position and talk about the Trinity, but he does not do that. He's asked about the first commandment, and he answers, "The first commandment is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.'" So He doesn't elaborate. He doesn't. This is the time. If he is a new manifestation of God's of nature as a triune God, this is a time for that manifestation, so Jesus should have said something at this point. Instead, he just reaffirms the age-old beliefs of the Jews that God is absolutely one. Jews all believed in one, absolutely one God, and he just reaffirms that. And Jesus Christ doesn't add anything to this, which supports the concept that there is only one God that Jesus was pointing to, and he was not pointing to himself. He was pointing to that one God. Similarly, in John chapter 17, verse 3, it is related about Jesus that he says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." So here again, Jesus Christ has been sent by God. Now, Christian theologians have been struggling with this passage, in my opinion, for a long, long, long time, because they can't what does it mean to be sent by God? If he is God and he's part of the Godhead, what does it mean to be sent by God? If he is part of that Godhead, who is sending whom? And if Christians say that one person in the Godhead is sending the other person in the Godhead, then there's clearly a distinction between these two persons. And if there's a distinction between these two persons, then they are really two gods. And if they're two gods, then this is a heresy. And almost all Christians would disagree with that. Those Christians who believe in the Trinity would, almost 99% would disagree with that. They would say that there's no such thing as a separation between these two persons. They're part of the same one God. If there is one God, then how can he send himself and be at two places at the same time? It gets very, very confusing moving from here. So these are a few references. John chapter 10, verses 25 to 35. Then Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 30. Then John chapter 17, verse 3. These are passages that we can talk to Christians about to basically make the argument that Jesus never claimed to be the literal Son of God. Wherever he did say Son of God, it was metaphorical. And secondly, Jesus actually rebutted and refuted the idea that he he's claiming to be God. So these are essentially two arguments in refutation of the belief in the divinity of Jesus Christ. JazakAllahu Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.